Good morning. My name is Angela Doinsala Aina, and I will be presenting a research study that was conducted for my master's thesis entitled Reproductive Health Knowledge, Attitudes, Beliefs, and Health-Seeking Behaviors of Nigerian-Born Immigrant Women in Metropolitan Atlanta, Georgia. I have no relationships to disclose. And this is a brief outline of my presentation. So reproductive tract infections are actually endemic in many developing countries, and control of RTIs, especially sexually transmitted infections, are an urgent priority for many countries where the incidence and prevalence rates are high, according to the World Health Organization. From the research literature, there is strong evidence that infertility in Africa is highly due to untreated RTIs. This is an area where the ability to have children is held in high regard in many African cultures. For example, a study that looked at the reasons why women were seeking gynecological services in Southeast Nigeria found that many women were seeking those services due to concerns of infertility. However, given the magnitude of reproductive health problems in Africa, specifically Nigeria, little is known about the reproductive health needs of Nigerian immigrant women in the U.S., since much of the research data focuses on tropical diseases versus reproductive health. And so after reviewing the gaps in the literature on this topic, I propose to conduct a descriptive analysis of the reproductive health knowledge, attitudes, beliefs, and health-seeking behaviors of Nigerian-born immigrant women for my research project, and I sought to identify and examine cultural factors that may play a role in their perceptions of reproductive health issues. So for the purposes of conceptually framing the justification of this study, the constructs of the theory of planned behavior was utilized in the form of a knowledge attitudes practice survey. So, for example, under the attitude section, participants were presented with a series of sociocultural statements with the Likert scale answer option that ranged from disagree to agree. The reason why I chose to focus on Nigerian immigrants is because they are the largest population of African immigrants in the U.S. and also within the state of Georgia, as reported by the U.S. Census Bureau 2008 American Community Survey data. Specifically for the state of Georgia, the census counted about 4,773 Nigerian females. Therefore, I targeted Nigerian-born women residing in the metro Atlanta, Georgia area, which consists of Fulton, Clayton, DeKalb, Douglas, Cobb, and Gwinnett counties. I did a sequential mixed method approach that was conducted in three phases. The original survey was developed using themes from the research literature. Then I facilitated two focus groups to provide face validity on the survey. And finally, I disseminated the survey to my target population. The final version of the survey had 87 questions and was formatted like a KAP study. Survey. The questionnaire was made available electronically and in the form of hard copies. I used convenient sampling by partnering with community and faith-based organizations that had a large population of Nigerians. Frequency distributions were used in the univariate analysis. So for the results of the focus group one was comprised of seven women between the ages of 23 to 56. Six of the women identified as being of the Yoruba ethnic group, with one woman who was of the Igbo ethnic group. All self-identified as Christian, but three of the women grew up in Muslim households. This focus group responded positively to the initial survey, but gave a lot of feedback under the sociocultural attitudes and belief statements. So an example of the feedback that one of the participants gave was, in most cases in Yoruba culture, when a woman is married, they expect the woman to be pregnant. If not, they put all the blame on the woman. So the running theme from Focus Group 1 were expectations and pressure for a woman to conceive in a marriage early on. Focus Group 2 was comprised of 8 women between the ages of 28 to 55. This group had a same ethnic and religious background as Focus Group 1 and gave similar feedback. One of the direct quotes from the group, from the participant, was, "If a couple marry for 2 or 3 years, she doesn't conceive. Some family, they consult an oracle or a traditional healer." The discussions from this group focused more on gender roles, condom usage, and STIs. At the end of both focus groups, the questionnaire was validated, revised, and disseminated amongst the target population. And here are those results from the quantitative portion. There were 108 completed surveys, 104 were assessed online, 76 were from hard copies. Highlighted here in table 1 are the demographic information of the respondents. And what I included in the table are only the information that had large numbers in each category. So here, for education, majority of respondents had at least an undergraduate degree. Most were married and have lived in the U.S. for more than 6 years. So for the knowledge section, the knowledge section of the questionnaire had 14 yes or no questions, with 5 of those questions having an I don't know answer option. And more than 70% of respondents had 13 out of the 14 questions correct. Here in table 2 shows the behaviors of the respondents. Again, I only highlighted the majority of answers. Of note to this study, 74 respondents indicated that they never received an STI since migrating, an STI test, excuse me, or STD test since migrating to the U.S. Majority of respondents were comfortable in asking their partners to use a condom. And of the 50 respondents that indicated that they have had an RTI in the past, more than half have informed their partner and have sought services from a physician. So for the belief section, as you can see on the charts, the majority of respondents disagreed with the statement that a woman's worth is tied to the number of children she has. However, respondents did agree with the statement that in my culture, it is commonly known that women bear the burden of infertility in society. And so the level of agreement of this belief statement mirrored that of the focus group. For the attitudes, majority of respondents agreed with the statement that using a condom is a good way to prevent STIs. And a vast majority disagreed with the series of statements that read, "I am afraid to get an STD test because I'm afraid of the results," or "I'm afraid of what my partner may think." In the practices section, respondents were given a hypothetical series of questions concerning a diagnosis of a yeast infection, an STI, or infertility. And here, majority of respondents indicated they would seek physician services and use contemporary medicine. This is important, particularly in regards to infertility practices, because this is actually opposite of what is highlighted in the research literature on this topic. So to summarize, both focus groups presented sociocultural beliefs and attitudes around gender roles, infertility, and condom usage, and also emphasized the pressures for women to conceive in a marriage, which was similar to the information presented in the research literature on this topic. For the most part, majority of participants are knowledgeable about the transmission, the prevention methods, and the effects of STIs. Most married respondents indicated that they have never received an STI test since residing in the U.S., and majority of respondents have access to health insurance, health care facilities, and are able to find health-related information. Many respondents did not agree with the sociocultural beliefs and attitude statements, which is different from what's presented in the literature and the expressions of the focus group. However, the sociocultural themes and statements that were agreed upon in both the focus groups and among survey respondents were that the overall well-being of a family is optimized when a woman is able to plan her pregnancy, and in my culture, men are encouraged to leave a marriage if the wife is not able to get pregnant. As far as health-seeking behaviors, most respondents indicated that they would seek physician services, especially in the case of infertility. And again, this is important since this is opposite of what's found in the literature concerning infertility practices. So for future public health implications, since this study only focused on Nigerian-born immigrant women in Atlanta, Georgia area, it cannot be generalized. Additionally, this study had an overrepresentation of one ethnic group, and the findings are not a full representation of all Nigerian immigrant women. Future studies should also include Nigerian males and use more qualitative research techniques to find cultural themes and practices. Public health interventions should probably be tailored to those that are 30 and above to encourage STD testing, especially those who migrated over here and have been in some long-term relationships and probably are not aware of, you know, free services that are available to them, especially around reproductive health. And policy impacting NGOs that service immigrant populations should include funding for sexual and reproductive health services. I would like to acknowledge and thank my entire thesis committee and all the participants of this study and my graduate institution, Morehouse School of Medicine, Masters of Public Health program. And most importantly, this thesis is dedicated to all the Nigerian women that migrated to the U.S. who still experience intense cultural expectations despite their accomplishments. May your migration stories continue to be told, your voices heard, and may you all continue to be the symbols of hope, courage, culture, and strength. Thank you.